Street performers are common in cities around the world, but they're not always welcomed. In Malaysia, a new initiative is helping to polish their image. NPR's Elise Hughes sent us this story from Kuala Lumpur.
Underneath the famous Petronas Towers, you can almost always catch a free live music. Most days of the week, buskers perform in the main train station here.
We're all traveling around, and then if we find a spot in anywhere in any country, and then we do busking.
Ali Hakim is part of a pair of singers we found playing at the station during the lunch hour. They play his native Malay music and their takes on familiar tunes.
This is what we love. This is what we love. We love to travel. We love to play music. So we combine together and we go.
In Malaysia, they're no longer playing in the shadows. They get sound equipment and a stage, a proper platform in a place buskers used to skirt police, who would consider them panhandlers.
The buskers on the earlier generation, they look like more like a beggar involving with drugs, and they are very independent.
Wadi Hamdan helped bring the street artists together when he started the Malaysia Buskers Club 3 years ago. The club has united the busker community, helped clean up their image, and brought on benefits for the city, a constant stream of live entertainers at tourist hotspots.
Of course, all the tourists come into Malaysia, they just want to feel the lifestyle that we can show that Malaysia are free to sing anywhere on the street.
The Busker Club doesn't take a cut of the money tossed into guitar cases. Instead, the Malaysian Tourism Ministry helps support the group. It spends money on sets, promotion, and drug tests to make sure member buskers stay clean.
I think they not look like a beggar anymore. People start to appreciate. By having this association, I think we bring up a good image to the buskers. Then nowadays, everyone very supportive to the buskers.
For singer Ali and his fellow busker,
they already arranged everything, so we just can play.
The effort to legitimize busking has legitimized his work. He and his partner now make enough money from busking.
We didn't do any other job than this.
They get to make music for a living. Elise Hugh, NPR News, Kuala Lumpur.